Tilayim Perek Zion Mishnah Vav Ha'onas Shazara as a Kerem V'yotzim L'fonav. A thief that plants in a vineyard of a land that he stole, so he kicked somebody out, and the guy never came back. V'yotzim L'fonav. So the robber left the field. So now this owner comes back, and there's kilayim growing in the field. So Kotzro Afilu B'moed. He cuts it. Even on Chol Hamoed. Now, the Rav says here that even though one would ask, why should we make the original owner now cut this field on Chol Hamoed? It's not a Davar HaAvad. It's not something he's going to lose out because really nothing really should have happened because when the thief tried to plant Kilayim, it wasn't the thief's field. And we had in the previous Mishnah that Ein Adam Oyser Davar She'eino Shelo. A person can't aser something that's not his. There's an obvious question on this. We're going to get to it in a second. But even so, the Rav says, because Maris Ayin, people are going to think that you're allowed to let kilayim grow in your field, therefore we allowed him to cut it even on Chol Hamoed. And the Rav gives the next reason, is that even though a person can't ask for something that's not his, but we're afraid that maybe on Chol Hamoed it's going to grow, because now that he acquires it, anything that grows afterwards, he's being mekayim kilayim. And that, even if it was planted by somebody else, beheter, nevertheless, if afterwards one lets it grow, he's mekayim kilayim. So therefore we allow him to cut it on Chol Hamoed. So Kiveger asks an obvious question on that. What would be the din if we didn't allow him to cut because it's Chol Hamoed? So then what are you going to say? Well, we're afraid that maybe it's going to grow. So what? So you're going to say, but if it grows, it's going to be aser because of kilayim. You're mekayim kilayim. But refractor kiveger, but you're not being mekayim kilayim because Chazal don't allow you to cut it because it's Chol Hamoed. It's similar to if a person is cutting his field and then he's still not yet up to the kilayim that he needs to cut and he finds out about it. It's not aser. If he's physically not able to cut it now, you see, that's not called kilayim. It's only kilayim and only a problem if you're able to and you still don't do anything about it and then you let it grow. But if it's Chol Hamoed and Chazal say that one is not allowed to do malacha on Chol Hamoed, he can't do the malacha. Why is he called being mekayim kilayim? So that's Rabbi Kiveger's question. Nevertheless, you see from this Mishnah, you see from the Rav actually, that here he's actually, the Mishnah is paskening, like the Tanoim in the previous Mishnah, Rib Shimon, Rib Yossi, the Meiser Rib Yekiva, then Ein Adam Oyser Davar She'eino Shelo. So Tosfos Yontif says that you see, so now you have a case where the previous Mishnah is a Machlokas, and then you have this Mishnah, which is Stam, it doesn't bring up the Machlokas, it sort of just says, just a very general halacha, which sides with those shitas. And usually when you have a Machlokas, and afterwards you have a Mishnah that's a Stam, Machlokas v'achachach Stam, the halacha is like the Stam. And the Rav actually, it sounds like he's reversing his previous halachic decision in the previous Mishnah where he said the halacha is not like those Tanoim. And here it sounds like it would be. The Rambam himself on the Perish HaMishnayis says like the Rav in the previous. And when the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah, he's chozer. And then he actually says in halacha that the halacha is Ein Adam Oyser Davar She'eino Shelo. That the Rambam also holds like these Tanoim. Anyway, the Mishnah continues. Ad kamahu noisin lepoilim. So now that he's got to cut this, and it's on Chol Hamoed, which the Rav explains is, how much does he have to pay more than what he would normally do to cut? In other words, he normally has his regular field set times that he would cut the field. Here, the question is how much does he have to pay other workers? Because a person can't do everything himself. So how much does he have to pay other workers and go the extra mile of cutting this kilayim off of the field? So the Mishnah says, ad shlish, up into a third. So one shot of what this third is, the Rav says, is it's a third more than what workers would normally collect to cut, and that you would pay them to cut it right away. Or it just means is that you'd have to pay the po'alim, you'd have to pay them a third of what the fruit and the tfua is worth in order to cut this kilayim and get rid of it right away. But more than a third, that's what they're going to require you to pay them to get rid of it. You don't have to do it right away. You can just do your regular cutting and just cut it when you get to it. As the Mishnah continues, Yasser Mikan, more than a third, Koitzer Kedarko, V'hoylich Afilu Achar Moed. You just cut it like your normal way. Keep cutting and going until after Chol Moed. Mishnah continues, Me'ei Masai Hu Nikra Anos. When does it actually become the thief's field? When is it Nikra Anos, when it becomes his? Mishe Yishka. So the Rav says it means, he has a lashon of mishiyishko, when the name of the owners are forgotten. It's almost like a lashon of hidden, like shkia, where the sun sets under the horizon. The name of the owners is no longer known, and now the field is called by the name of the thief. From that point on, it's considered the thief's field, and now what he plants in it becomes usher.